Obviously, when that game goes final, you guys are going to hear a lot of that from myself and JP here, but we got plenty to get into. We got Ross Tucker coming up in about 20 minutes here. Still hasn't followed me on TikTok. Not that I'm mad about it, but it's a lot of broken promises with our friend Ross Tucker here. But, we've talked a lot of Browns. We've talked a lot of Guardians. Well, Ohio State, Oregon, a matchup of two and the number three team in the country. It's here. It's October 12th. It's finally here. Our next guest is going to be on the call for Ohio State, Oregon on NBC and Peacock alongside Noah Eagle and Catherine Tappan. It is Todd Blackledge on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be with you guys.
Well, it's great to have you on.
How are the Guardians doing anyway, by the way? I'm still a Guardians fan, being my days living in Ohio for most of my life. So how are they doing right now?
So right now they're down 1-0, but I think Alex Cobb is locked in, and I think he's starting to heat up a little bit. So that's good news.
Okay. All right, good.
So good. I'm excited to have you on this game because, one, I do an Ohio State podcast, Sons of the Shoe, if you want to listen. But we've been waiting for this game for 7 weeks. This is the litmus test, maybe more so than Michigan this year. How do you kind of think these two teams match up heading into this game?
Well, I think it's going to be a great matchup. You know, I think Ohio State is maybe a little stronger top to bottom. You know, when I look at them and watch them on film, I really don't see any weak area or, you know, area that would be more vulnerable to exploit than others. And I think Oregon got out of the gate a little slower than people maybe expected. They made some changes to their offensive line, the interior of their offensive line, and they've been better. In the last 3 weeks, they've played their best football. So they're both playing at a pretty dominant level right now. They both have, outstanding skill people, veteran quarterbacks who transferred in after playing a lot of football other places. You know, they both have excellent running backs. They've got wide receivers. I think both offensive lines are good. And I think you got two very aggressive, dominant kind of defenses that create a lot of negative plays. So it's a very even matchup. I think Ohio State might be a little bit better top to bottom, but the Autzen crowd and that energy out there will be real. And I think that, that will be in Oregon's favor a little bit as well.
Todd, I want to ask you about Ohio State's running game. It looks noticeably better than what it was last year. Is that credit to Chip Kelly or is that the addition of Judkins through the transfer portal?
I think both, and I think the third thing I would add to that is I think the offensive line looks better to me, at least through this part of the season, than they looked last year. I think that they are coming off the ball with more cohesiveness. They look like they're a little more physical, a little bit nastier, and so I think that is part of it. I think Chip has done a great job of, schematically, they do a little bit of everything. I mean, you see inside zone, outside zone, counter trap, you see pullers, you see toss sweeps. So a little bit of everything along with misdirection and reverses to a couple of those receivers that are so dynamic. So I think it's a combination of all those things. And then Judkins, just, you've got two guys that are both home run hitters. A lot of times when you have two backs, they're different. One of them is more of a thunder, the other one's more of a lightning. These two guys are both capable of going the distance every time they touch the ball. So very similar in how they're built, similar in how they play, and they're kind of interchangeable.
So Will Howard was one of the guys that maybe was the biggest question mark for Ohio State fans coming into this. And yet the numbers look pretty good. Do you think, has Will Howard answered every question you had for him about, taking over the Ohio State job, before this game, or is that what this game is about?
I think this game will go a long way in it. I think he's answered every question to this point that is out there about him. I think he's been a leader. I think he's been a field general. I think he's brought a maturity and a presence to the huddle and to the offense. And he's done a great job of distributing the football to the playmakers. And then, he's shown his ability as a runner that can add another dimension, particularly in the red zone. They've been phenomenal in the red zone so far in scoring touchdowns, and I think his running ability is a big part of that. But I think now playing against the best team that they will have faced, clearly on their schedule, the best defense they will have faced in a hostile environment, the only other place that will rival this will be when they go and play Penn State in Happy Valley. But that's, those are the kind of games for a quarterback where if you go you know, can lead your team and keep your poise and get the job done, that says an awful lot about you.
Yeah, Todd, I'm curious, you know, the way that the system is now set up, there's a realistic chance that Oregon and Ohio State could play three times this year. Going into this game, do you think Ryan Day will coach this a little bit differently with that idea in the back of his mind, or does he just sell everything out for this game and this game alone?
I mean, I know that's realistic, but, you know, I just don't think coaches think that way. I don't think Ryan would think that way. I don't think Dan Lanning will think that way. I think that they want to put their best foot forward and do whatever they can to win this game today, because you just never know what next week's going to bring. You know, I mean, just ask Alabama, you know, I mean, after winning a huge game against Georgia and being number one, and then all of a sudden, you know, they get beat by Vanderbilt. But having said that, I'll be surprised if they play three times, if they could. But the interesting thing about where we're at in college football now, both with the expanded Big Ten and no divisions, and with the expanded college football playoff, whichever team does not win this game on Saturday, it's not going to really put them behind the eight ball to still have a chance to win the conference championship or get into the playoffs. So I don't think you coach it. I think you still coach it to win it and put your best foot forward, because it's going to be a real litmus test for both teams and to see where they might need to make some changes or make some improvements. But it doesn't mean the end of things if it doesn't go your way.
Todd Blackledge, he's going to be on the call for NBC and Peacock for Ohio State, Oregon this Saturday. Noah Eagle, Catherine Tapman as well. Todd joining us in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I am not a Ryan Day hater. I am actually quite a fan of Ryan Day. I know that this is a pivotal season, but yet I got to tell you, I think Dan Lanning is the real deal. I think he's a great head coach, maybe the best young head coach in college football. Who has the advantage at head coach in this game?
You know, I would give the advantage to Ryan just because he's been doing it twice as many years as Dan Lanning has. I do think Dan is an excellent coach. I mean, I know the first time I sat in a meeting with him when he was a defensive coordinator at Georgia, and I was doing a little production meeting, when he left the room, you could just tell, I mean, this guy is going to be not only going to be a head coach, he's going to be a really successful head coach. And he has proven to be that. I mean, he's the whole package. I mean, he's a great recruiter. He's a great motivator. He's got energy. He's young. He's got a young staff. And they are playing at a high level of football. And you know, and he comes from that same, you know, Alabama, Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, Georgia tree, to where they know how to build a championship caliber program. So I think he's excellent. But also, you know, Ryan has coached in a lot of big games. And I know people want to say, well, he hasn't had a great record against the higher ranked teams, but he's coached in big games. I did the game last year in South Bend. That was a big game. That was a high-stakes game that he was involved in. He was on the sideline that his team was playing in. And so I just think he's had more of those kind of experiences, both home and away. And so I would give him a little bit of an edge in that regard.
Dylan Gabriel, he kind of struggled against Michigan State. He's kind of had a weird start to the season. Transferred over, obviously, the NIL comes in play there. They expected big things out of him. What's been going on with his year?
You know, he's had a really good year. I know you say he struggled a little bit, which he did. And the struggle that he had was he threw a couple interceptions early in the game, but more disturbing or more, you know, alarming when they were both in the red zone. So, you know, he's thrown three interceptions this year, just like Will Howard has thrown three interceptions. But all of Dylan's have been in the red zone. And those are the kind of mistakes that, you know, you don't want a young quarterback to make, let alone somebody that's playing in his sixth year of football and has played as many games as Dylan has played. So other than that, he has played well. I think he's completing 77, 78% of his passes. You know, he's thrown a bunch of touchdowns. He's also run for touchdowns. So his numbers, stats are almost identical to Will Howard's through this first part of the season. But the interceptions in the red zone is something that he has to really try to eliminate.
Todd, we've got the Red River rivalry coming up this weekend. 3:30 kick, number one Texas going on the road against number 18 Oklahoma. It feels weird to say, big SEC matchup. Yeah. How you feel about this one for both teams who, as of right now, have significant not just playoff aspirations, but national title aspirations?
Yeah, I would look at that one and probably even more so than as I look at Ohio State and Oregon and say I think Ohio State's a little better. I think Texas is more than a little bit better than Oklahoma right now. I think they're the more complete team. What, regardless of whether it's Quinn Ewers playing or Arch Manning playing quarterback, the rest of their team, that's a complete football team, a very solid football team. But that's a great game. I don't know if you've ever been to it, but I've had the privilege of calling that game 3 or 4 times in my career. And, they played at the Cotton Bowl, and the stadium is – there's hardly any games like this anymore. I guess Florida, Georgia is like this, and Jacksonville and Army, Navy is like this at the end of the year, where the stadium is literally 50% burnt orange and 50% crimson, for Oklahoma. And it's just it's really an awesome atmosphere and awesome intensity in the stadium. And of course, the rivalry speaks for itself.
Unfortunately, I'm not allowed back in the state of Oklahoma, or I would absolutely love to go. Todd, great stuff. Can't wait to hear you guys on the call. You're the best. Thank you so much.
You got it. Take care, guys.
Todd Blackledge there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Do you think you believe me?
Well, it's at the Cotton Bowl, so Texas is the state you need to be talking about here.
Mm-hmm. Let's go up here.
Fact check. One, no. Two, three, mm-hmm. Maybe.
One
maybe.
Sec. I'm scrolling.
Yeah.
Please scroll. Please scroll.
Keep scrolling. Scroll faster.
So it is.
So, hey.
I'm also not allowed in the state of Texas
there
anymore.
There we go. He was just really
below
nice about
below the Mason-Dixon line. No Nicky Dubs.
You, me. We go to the game, and then we go to the Texas State Fair afterwards.
Mm. Is there?
I want to eat a corn dog at the Texas State Fair.
Sounds very suggestive. Good
it
Lord.
Seems really on the point. Like, I've been thinking about a corn dog at the Texas State Fair for a long time.
A lot of people do that. Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, next on 92.3 The Fan.